Hello, welcome back into the podcast that we like to call From the Podium. We're here directly from your Kansas City Chiefs. I'm host and audio producer of the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, Steven Serta. Chiefs continue their preparations on Wednesday for Sunday's Super Bowl matchup against the San Francisco 49ers. Heard from a lot of Chiefs on Wednesday, so we'll start things off with Andy Reid, followed by quarterback Patrick Mahomes, then tight end Travis Kelce, running back Isaiah Pacheco, and cornerback Lajarius Sneed. After that, we'll take a quick timeout. When we get back, we'll catch up with Mike Dana, Joe Tooney, George Karloftis, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Willie Gay, and Juwan Taylor. We'll go in that order, starting with head coach Andy Reid.
To start the kind of normal week practice today, this would be equivalent to a Wednesday practice back home. So look forward to that. With that, time's yours. Where are we at? Okay. So I'm going to follow him.
Hello, good morning, Coach Reid.
Morning.
You have the opportunity of being on the ultra-modern facilities of the Las Vegas Raiders. Is it the best condition you ever had to prepare for a Super Bowl?
I would say yes. I think I understood the question. Preparation for this? Yeah, so it's great conditions. To prepare for this game, I think our guys have been focused in up to this point. So, and the facilities are great.
Right here to the left. Okay. Hey, Andy. At this point, right here.
Okay, good.
At this point, Andy, where do you feel like Travis stands among the greatest tight ends in the history of the game? And do you think being the best ever at his position is something that motivates him?
Yeah, so I think all these guys want to do the best they possibly can and to play the best they possibly can. And then I'd tell you Travis's numbers probably stand up for themselves. I would tell you that he has an opportunity to go down as one of the best, if not the best, tight ends to play. Does he spend a ton of time worrying about that? I don't think he does. Every game he goes, you know, let's just go win. I mean, that's kind of his thinking. And however, he's competitive, and during crunch time, you know, he's going to be there for you, and want the ball to, you know, to help out the team. Yeah. Yep. Gotcha.
Andy, there's been a lot of teams in various sports in your position where players have talked about just it's so taxing to be in this championship or bust mode year after year after year mentally. How do you make sure that there's still joy for your players in the day-to-day and it doesn't become a thing where it's just trying to have the relief of winning?
Yeah, listen, we try to have fun within the intensity of the game during the week. There's a time to focus in and a time to mess around. And, you know, they don't have to come in where they feel they're uptight into practice. I think some of that is we keep it relatively consistent so they know what they're coming into every day. The times are the same. They know the drill that's coming up. They know when they can focus and need to focus. And then they can also know when they can mess around and goof around with each other and kind of let their personality show. You know.
We'll go back to back. Right?
Coach. In the fall of 22, Todd Pinkston was coaching in high school, and now he's your running backs coach. What do you think he has brought to the running backs room, and was his background as a receiver helpful for guys like Isaiah Pacheco coming out of the backfield?
Yeah, I think that does help. As far as knowing how to run routes, they had Greg Lewis last year, so he was in that same, that, you know, he kind of came up through that same way. Todd and Greg were different personality-wise, but their fundamentals were the same. And I think that's healthy for the running backs. Porter Ellett also works in there with Todd, and so he could kind of carry over some of the things that we had last year and we're doing there with EB's influence and you know, with Greg's. So I think all of that helped Todd. However, Todd came with, he's always been, and I saw this when he was a player, he was willing to teach the young guys that were coming up below him, the wide receiver, at the wide receiver position. And he just had a good way about him with that. And I always thought, man, this, he'd be like a really good football coach if he ever chose to go that route. And then he did with the at the high school level. He's got a son that's a phenomenal player that's coming up through, and I'm going to college here, I believe, next year. But anyways, he's a good teacher. Yeah.
And he stayed on the topic of assistant coaches and moving up through the ranks. How much has being in the Super Bowl year after year affected this? You know, just coaches not being able to do that on your staff.
Say that one more time.
Well, just that was, with your season going so long.
Yeah.
You know. How much is that a circumstance of coaches not being able to move up and out?
Yeah. So. I want to give them all an opportunity to continue to grow, whether it's on our staff or somewhere else. So sometimes when the season does go a little bit longer like this, the other spots get filled up on other teams, which allows us to have continuity. And continuity is great. I mean, it's great for me, but from a selfish standpoint and for the team. But at the same time, I like to promote, like, guys to have an opportunity to do this thing. Sometimes this coaching can be short-lived in one spot. It's sometimes short-lived in the National Football League. So if you have an opportunity to move up, I think that's a positive thing.
Coach Reed, Patrick Mahomes up for Man of the Year. What do you see from a guy who's able to do so much in the Kansas City community, family man, do the commercials, lead a team to the Super Bowl, and do it all with a passion?
Yeah, he'd have my vote. He's a great one that way. Always willing to give back time. I mean, you know, there's only so much time in a day. He's going to exhaust that. He's great with kids. He's great with his own kids. He's great with kids, period. And he's a good dad and husband. So that makes him a pretty good man.
Coach, Contessa, yes. Brewer with CNBC. Nice to see you.
Hi. Yes.
Can you give me a sense of the kind of conversations that you've had with your team and your staff around gambling ahead of the game in Las Vegas?
Yeah, so the league, you know, the league does a great job of that, of talking to our guys. So we had the league security rep come in and talk to the guys right when we got here. I mean, literally when we got here. And that was part of the conversation, that was gambling. So he made it very clear, reinstating the rules and regulations and temptations here, obviously, in Las Vegas. So that was addressed, yes.
Andy, over here.
Yep.
Morning, Andy.
All right, Adam.
Good, thanks. Eric Bieniemy, have you had a chance to talk to him by chance, and what do you think his coaching future is? And I'll have a second one as well.
I did. He actually came in and talked to our team before our last game. So he talked to the offensive guys and hung out with us in our meetings. So I have had a chance to talk to him. And he's still up for a couple jobs. Yeah.
What do you think his future is in coaching, and would there be a spot on your staff if it doesn't work out for him somewhere else?
Yeah, I can't answer the last part because I have no spot right now. But I would tell you, I think his coaching future is great. I mean, I'm obviously a big fan of his, and I know the things that he can do.
Hey, Andy, Steve Weitzman here, a little bit to your left.
All right, Steve, there you are.
How's everything going?
Nice, good.
Hey, playing a team like San Francisco that does so much out of the slot and in that area defensively, what does Trent McDuffie add to the defense to be able to kind of combat some of the things that they like to do?
Yeah, so the 49ers have an offense that has a lot of talent, a lot of guys that can do a lot of things. And so you need flexibility within your secondary linebacker positions, Trent gives us that. He can play the inside slot position. He can really play anywhere in the secondary. I mean, whether it's safety, corner. I mean, he is one of our starting corners, but he moves all over the place. He can match up guys. So he's special that way. Yeah.
Andy, could you tell us a little bit about why screen passes play such a vital role in your offense and what the qualities are in your personnel that make it effective?
Yeah, so when you throw the football there, as much as teams do in this league and as much as we do, screen pass helps counter that rush coming. If a team is willing to push the quarterback up the field and rush the passer, this gives you an opportunity to check it down, get the big guys out there, and in a blocking position. So it's really just to counter the pass for you.
Hey, Andy. Chris Percy Iden here with WFUV from Fordham. You guys had your chairman and CEO, Clark Hunt, go on Good Morning Football this morning, and he talked about how he had some conversations with you this season. You said, we're just a play or two away from turning this thing around, and he singled you out as kind of being the most optimistic, the most bullish on this group. What did you see in this group that made you so confident?
I felt that way. We had some drops, and that's really where it was related. And we were getting better, but we were a play away. And for that catch, and it seemed like it came down to that catch, three or four games, and it was in some cases it was guys that I'd seen make the play before. That weren't doing it at that particular time, but I know they had the potential to make it. So those guys ended up picking it up, doing well here this stretch here. And then we had a young guy, Rice, who Rasheed, game was getting better every week. And that's such a key ingredient when you have a Kelsey on the other side, that inside slot receiver. And so he kept getting better and better and better as we went along. And then he started making the play. And so he had that group of receivers making the play, and then Rasheed picking things up as a rookie rapidly. So it all worked out well, that way.
Hi, Andy. Hi. Heather Yacko. Can you touch base on the importance of the initials NKH on the players' jerseys and the legacy that Norma Hunt leaves behind?
Yeah, she leaves a great legacy behind. I think this might be the first Super Bowl that she hasn't been here. Just that in itself is pretty spectacular. But her heart was the biggest thing. Yeah, great person.
Good morning, Coach Reed. Dennis Freeman, newsforusonline.com. Coach, is there somebody that reminds, when you see Isaiah Pacheco run, is there somebody that, another running back in the past, that he reminds you of?
Yeah, he's a violent runner. I hate even mentioning this because he was a 49er, but Roger Craig was a violent runner. He was coming at you with knees, elbows, hips, everything coming at you at one time. And, they were built kind of the same way and ran with that violence. Yeah.
Andy in the back here, Aaron Ladd, KSHB41.
I know you're back there.
Somewhere. Yeah, over here.
There we go. All right.
There we go. What did you all see from Nick Bolton when you drafted him? He had an up and down year this year with the injuries. What did you see from him this year development-wise?
Yeah, so Nick is kind of the key to that defense. He's stuck right there in the middle, so he's got to be the transmitter between the back end, the secondary, and the front end, the defensive line. He's able to communicate to both and do it accurately, which becomes important. And then he's really a great tackler. So you put that into the instinct category. He's got great instincts. And he's not the biggest guy, not the fastest guy, but he takes great angles to the ball. And then the place he's probably improved the most is in his pass coverage. He's really worked at that and gotten better every year with that and has done a nice job this year. And he's done it with a cast on his hand here for about half the season. So he's worked through that part too.
Last one in the back. Yep. Hi. Yes, I'm Robert Cobb from Inscriber Magazine. I have a question for you, Coach. What would you say is the biggest difference between this Niners team you're facing on Sunday versus the team that you faced 4 years ago?
Super Bowl? Do this. Just raise your hand. Where are you? Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Good. There's a light right there, man.
Sorry about
All
that.
All right.
All right, I'll repeat the question.
Yeah, fire away.
Okay, I was asking, what do you say is the biggest difference between the Niners team you're facing on Sunday versus the team that you faced 4 years ago?
Yeah, well, actually, there are quite a few of the same guys, but they played at a very high level then. I think they're even better now. To answer your question, that what McCaffrey would be new, I'd say he's a pretty big ingredient. And the quarterback's new, and he's a heck of a football player. So, but the rest of the surrounding cast is very similar to what they had before.
All right, thank you.
Okay, good, thanks.
Yeah, Patrick, I'm from Denver, and the last time you guys were in Denver in late October, you didn't look like a Super Bowl team that day. Mm-hmm. What helped you turn it around to get here?
Yeah, I think it's just the process, just continuing to work hard. Obviously, we had some struggles throughout the season, but guys never hung their head. They just continued to grind through, and it caused us to play our best football at the right time. So every season is different, but you have to continue to work in order to be great.
Hey, Patrick, over here. Evan Walker with WXEI. Can you talk a little bit about Rashee Rice's development over the course of the season and what that's been like to work with him?
Yeah, no, a ton of talent. I mean, I saw that from day one. But with rookies, especially in Coach Reed's offense, it takes time. It takes time to learn the different ways we run routes and the way you have to read coverage at the same time. And he just continued to get better and better. And that's why I think you saw his production really get an uptick as the year went on. I still think he has a long ways to go. He can continue to get better and better, and he could be one of the top receivers in this league.
Hi, Patrick. Chris Jones talked about the fact that you guys are now becoming like the villains of the NFL. There's a growing narrative out there. I know everyone prefers to be liked, but is it a role that you kind of enjoy in a way? Do you feed off of that?
Not necessarily. I think I just like winning. If you win a lot and that causes you to be a villain, then I'm okay with it. But at the end of the day, I'm going to enjoy playing the game and try to win as much as possible.
Pat here. Andy Sola, Azteca Deportes. As a team having facing San Francisco years ago, what is the big quality to overcome this time?
I think it's just their intensity. I mean, they play hard every single play. They bring energy. We know it's to take our best football. And so for us, we just have to come in with that intensity to go out there and play our best. If we don't, we'll lose the game.
Patrick, how do you view the challenge that you and a lot of other great quarterbacks face of trying to get back here every year, knowing that the roster, especially on offense, is going to keep changing?
I think you just got to try to be the best quarterback you can be for your team. I think that's what you've seen with a lot of the great quarterbacks is whatever their team needs, they'll go out there and do. The roster is always going to change. I explain that to every single player that's here. You never know if you're going to be back in this game again. So try to maximize your moment, maximize your opportunity, and see what you can do in order to make a memory that will last forever.
Pat, back left, Aaron Ladd, KSHB 41. You talked about a Super Bowl routine. It's Wednesday now. Where are you at in your Super Bowl routine?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You kind of are going back to installing the base offense. Obviously, we have the whole entire game plan in, but you really focus on that like you would do in a normal week and trying to make sure you're ready to go. You have the media and stuff like that you have to do, but at the same time, it's a normal week now. We're going to get back to practice and do what we would do for a normal game day.
Pat.
Patrick, a lot of people over the years have had fun with like your running style or like your running gait. Is that something? How did you develop the way you run? And have you ever like gone into a lab and done like efficiency measurements or anything like that?
I do stuff like that. I think I've gotten better in my running form and faster as I've kind of been in the NFL. But it doesn't look the prettiest, so I think people think I'm slow. I think it's kind of deceptive. Sometimes I think the defense takes bad angles because they think they're going to catch me faster than they do, and so maybe that's the secret to my speed is that I run not the way everybody else runs.
Pat, up in second row. Sammy with NFL Friends. About 815 days ago in Allegiant Stadium, you guys ran a spinning huddle. Can we expect something like that on Sunday? I can expect a cartwheel or something?
Maybe Travis. I don't know. Yeah, but we'll have some game plan plays, and Coach Reed likes to have fun and enjoy it, so we'll see what we can do, but I think you have to focus on the fundamentals in order to play a defense like this.
Hi, Patrick. Kelly Singh, player profiler, Women of Fantasy Football. And what we would like to know is, how do you and Brittany make this special moments for the kids? Do you have any routines you do with the kids to try and create core memories with them?
Yeah, I think you just want them to be there. You want them to be able to see what Dad's doing and what all the work he's missing time with them is paying off to be. Being able to have them here this week and getting to spend that extra time that I have over at the house and seeing them run around. We treat it like a vacation, so hopefully that can be a memory for them. And I was that kid in the locker room growing up, and I know how much impact that's made on my life and who I am. And so hopefully that me playing will be able to make an impact on theirs.
Pat, over here, Catalunya Radio. The fact that all the playoff games has been away games this year have changed your approach mentally to the game. And do you think that this thing could help you to play the Super Bowl next Sunday?
Any new experience is great for you to use as an advantage. I mean, playing on the road in some hostile environments. I think it brought the team together even more. But at the end of the day, it's just playing football. Obviously, the Super Bowl is the biggest stage of them all, but at the same time, you go back to just playing the game that you've always loved growing up and trying to go out there and win the game.
Hey, Patrick. Coach Reed's coaching tree, well-known. A lot of his coaches are former players that used to play for him. Who do you think on your team would make a good coach down the road, and would you think would you yourself make a good coach, you think, down the road as well?
I would hope so. I try to help out all the young guys that are around the organization now. I've kind of become the old guy, even though I still feel young. So I would hope I'd make a good coach. The hours would be tough. But I think eventually Jerick McKinnon would be a great coach because he knows everything. Him and guys like Blake Bell, who have been in the league for a while, different systems, and bring energy every single day. I think those guys could be coaches if they want to be. But for now, let's let them keep playing with us.
Hi, Patrick. This Sunday, you're going up against Fred Warner, who's had a tremendous season. How does he impact your game plan?
Yeah, you got to know where he's at on every single play. I think the best thing about Fred is he has the physical ability. He can do everything. He's tall. He's fast. He can blitz. He can do whatever you want him to do. But he's mentally, you can tell how much he studies the film and how he's able to adjust his coverage based off what the team he plays. And I think you have to know where he's at on every single play. And if you don't, he'll make a play happen. That would be negative for us but positive for them. And so someone you definitely have to account for.
Patrick over here, Martin Rogers, Fox Sports. When you look back through the history of the league, there have been many great quarterbacks who never got the chance to play for a Super Bowl, never got the chance to win a Super Bowl. How grateful are you that, you know, early in your career still, you've got two in the bag and chance to win another?
Yeah, I mean, very grateful, very blessed. I mean, I understand how lucky I am to be on this team, to come into a team that was already a winning organization with a winning culture, with a lot of great players, Hall of Fame players, and being able to just kind of jump right in. And getting a year where I can learn and learn under Alex Smith, I was blessed. And so I want to maximize these opportunities. I know that they don't always come. You're not going to be in every single Super Bowl. And so whenever I'm here, I enjoy it. I enjoy the week. And then I just try to go out there and play my best football. And like I said a little bit earlier, make a memory that will last forever with a lot of guys that work extremely hard.
Right here. Patrick, Michael Furrer with Burke Sports Network. Growing up, you were a multi-sport athlete. How has playing in those different atmospheres helped you for the biggest atmosphere of all, playing in the Super Bowl?
I think it's just playing all the sports. It taught me how to compete. It taught me how to learn how to make things happen, to make adjustments on the fly. And then it's all kind of evolved into the way I play the quarterback position, being able to fill out space and make the pass like a point guard or throw across my body like a shortstop. I mean, it just learning how to compete and to adjust on the fly and make things happen is definitely something that's helped me become the player that I am.
Patrick, what are the things that you as a quarterback have to do well to be effective using the screen pass, and what does it do for your offense?
I mean, it helps that you have one of the best coaches of all time at knowing when to call them, so with Coach Reed. I think just being able to be able to utilize your eyes, utilize your drop, try to make everything look the same, so that whenever the screens do happen, you can get that D-line to a trap, get that D-line to rush, and then getting the accurate football where the guys can get downhill. Coach Reed's done a great job. Coach Heck, Coach Nagy of teaching them, and the guys that we've executed them well. But just that, more than anything, it's knowing the right time, and I mean, I feel like Coach Reed has a great feel for that.
Hi, Pat. Sean Graney, Medill Reports. So Kansas City traded for Mecole Hardman midseason to kind of bolster the wide receiver room. What has that meant for you guys as an offense to get Mecole back in there? What has his impact been, and what does it mean to have continuity in big games like the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think, I mean, first off, you get that speed that he has, and being able to stretch the defense horizontally and vertically whenever he's on the field. Just adding another guy like that. And then I think even more than that, another guy that everybody loved in the locker room, being with us the year before and the years previous, everybody had loved Mecole and the way he brings energy every single day. And I think a lot of times that can be bigger than anything, is just having guys in the locker room that want to play hard, that want to come together and go for this common goal. And it's always great to get those guys in there.
Hi, Pat. Good morning. Federico Olvera from Dame Bola. Pat, if you guys win the next Sunday, Coach Reed would equal Coach Bill Walsh by winning their third ring of Super Bowl, and you would equal to Troy Aikman. What are your thoughts about this, by reaching Troy Aikman about this?
Yeah, no, it'd be extremely humbling. I mean, I'm extremely grateful just for the situation that I'm in and being able to play in these Super Bowl games. And more than anything, I mean, getting that back-to-back Super Bowl champs, it just hasn't been done a lot in history, and it speaks to the whole team of not being satisfied with winning one, being able to come back that next year and continue to work. A lot of times, after winning the Super Bowl, you want to relax and feel like you're done, but being able to have that mentality to battle through the adversity that we've battled through this season and get that Super Bowl ring again, it'd be extremely special.
Patrick Holiocco, if you can take us back to the lowest moment in your life and to see where you are today, what would you have told yourself back then?
I don't know exactly when the lowest moment would be, but I think what I've always had is just to continue to follow your dreams. I think that's something that was instilled in me at a young age, and I got to see a lot of pro athletes and how hard they worked, and so I knew I had to work hard. And so even when baseball wasn't working out in college, or football, I wasn't starting that first year in college, whatever that was, I just knew if I continued to work hard, that stuff would pay off. And that's the mentality I've had in everything I've done in my entire life. And I still work hard to this day, because I know in order to continue to be great and follow my dreams, I have to do that.
Hey, Patrick. Steve Weich, NFL Network over here. Coach Reed just told us that Eric Bieniemy paid you guys a visit last week and spoke to you guys. When did that take place, and what was that like to have him back in the building and kind of feel him a little bit?
Yeah, no, it's always great to have EB in the building. Just being there and the energy that he brings, the mentality that he brings, you can feel, just because he has that intensity, but he loves it. He loves being there. He loves being a part of the team and being a part of the of that culture. And so just having him back in the building was really cool, and listening to him talk and his energy, I mean, it just kind of got everybody. You could ask guys, man, I think guys had a little bit of like chill bumps at the end, like, hey, we got EB's back here. And obviously he didn't get that head coaching opportunity, but I'm excited for him to continue to coach football and to continue to make his impact on the game.
Hi, Shara Taylor, New York Beacon. The 49ers were able to stop the Lions defense in the third quarter. How do you plan to keep the energy throughout the game after halftime and to get around defense?
Yeah, no, we have to continue to get better. I think that's that at the second half. I mean, even looking at the last AFC Championship game, we didn't execute at a high enough level in the second half. And so for us, first you have to be able to manage that long halftime break that you have in the Super Bowl, doing that the right way. And I know the coaches had a great plan for that. And then when you come back out, it's all about execution and energy. And so you can have that execution and energy at the beginning of the game when everybody's intense and the adrenaline's pumping, but being able to bring that again in the second half will be super important, especially against a great defense. And so definitely something that we have to make sure that we're ready to do, and something that we have to execute at a high level.
How we doing, guys? Good morning. I don't think I'm superstitious. I think I like to live my life a certain way in hopes that I get, you know, good things to happen to me, but I'm not wearing the same underwear every single game or nothing like that.
I know that you congratulated Taylor after the big game tonight. Has she given you a Super Bowl pep talk?
No, she hasn't. She's focused on entertaining the crowd out in, I think it's, is it Singapore right now? Or I think that's in a few weeks. But I know she's out in Japan, Tokyo maybe. So she's just working on entertaining them, making sure she's ready for her performances and everything. But the Super Bowl, we'll worry about if she can make it. These bets are crazy. Patrick Mahomes' face? I gotta lose a bet to get something like that, man. No, I'm not a big tattoo guy.
And real quick, who's the most famous contact in your phone, not in the NFL and not named Taylor Swift?
Man. I got asked this the other day. I'd say Justin Timberlake again, just because he's coming out with a new album. I'm pumped for it. He told me and Pat congratulations for getting to the Super Bowl, so we got to bring it home for him.
And the last one, who's getting a ring first, the Niners or Taylor?
I'm hoping I get this ring on Sunday. I know that. Man. EB was a special coach here for a long, long time, man. And I he's like my uncle or a father figure in the football world for me. And everybody knows how fired up he can get, and I definitely share that same passion to come into work every single day and to play this game. And one of my favorite coaches of all time. So I think the biggest thing that we could take away from who he was as a player, as a coach, is just his passion and his desire to be ready for every single scenario out there on the field. His football awareness and his understanding of the game was second to none when it comes to football. And you know, I'm hoping for the best for him coming up in his near coaching career. But I think who he is as a person is always going to go with me in life. Man, it fuels us with confidence. But we got to start putting up more and more touchdowns as an offense. And knowing that that's going to be big playing against the San Fran team is putting up touchdowns instead of field goals and making sure we make their offense feel the pressure to keep scoring. Yeah, the Eagles, baby. They I'll tell you what, man. The Mexico City crowd playing down there at the Azteca was absolutely unbelievable, man. That experience I'll remember for the rest of my life, and hopefully we get another chance to play down there in the future. The crowd down there was so electric and just so open and warm to the game of football and American football, and it was an experience that I absolutely enjoyed. I'm pumped that it's coming to Kansas City, man. It'll be right there in my backyard, and I'll be able to have some fun going to all the games. That's a question for Taylor. About my teammates thinking that I'm a good tight end, it might be a little bias. We have a lot of fun in the building, so hopefully I won over every teammate that I've ever had. But I think this team is special because of how close we are and how much we support each other. I'm trying to be the best tight end on Sunday. I know that. I never thought it would have landed. I didn't even think it would have landed. I would have got a response from her. We're here and we're all happy. I know that. I mean, just different people, different players, different coaching staff on both sides, really. So it's not only are they seeing something different, but we're seeing something different. One of our corners is over there playing, and it looks to seem that he's liking it over there a little bit more. So hopefully we can get this win and make him miss Kansas City just a little bit. Being worldwide is way different than just being famous in Kansas City.
Is there anything that you still haven't quite gotten a grasp on or still getting used to?
Nah, I got it all. I got it all figured out, I think.
Yeah.
I just love it. I love it. I love seeing my teammates get to show their personalities, get to tell their stories. It's, you know, coming up here is a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I've been able to you know, go through a few times. And I guess I'm just comfortable in the atmosphere and in the chaos that goes around us. And you just got to embrace it. You know, the more you fight it, the more pissed off you might get or more negative you might start thinking. I'm a guy that likes to think about things in a positive way. And you know what? For a week, why not go through all this craziness and showcase my story, my family, and everybody that has gotten me to this point?
I'll say the opponents. When you love competing, you got to know what's at stake, and you got to leave it all out there. We all are. That's what it's all about. When you got guys like Clyde, Jet, you know, LP, you got the whole unit, the coaching staff, Porter, TP, you got guys that want it, and you got guys that want to win. When you have a whole unit that all want the one goal for each other, most things successful happen. Just knowing how hard we've been working, and we're not here for one reason. We're here to go out with the victory. I lost it. I was confused. I ain't gonna lie. I was trying to put it together. I was confused.
So, would you rather eat one-star meals for the rest of your life or lose an inch every time you box?
One-star meals. No. It's just having that determined mindset, knowing that you want to win every game, every week, just taking it one day at a time. Yes, that moment I get the ball, I'm going through my alignment, my assignment, and in my eyes, knowing what's in front of me, tempoing through the whole, visualizing it, seeing it, and then making it happen. The coolest thing about being a running back is you get to run as hard as you can, get tackled, get back up as fast as you can, get yelled at by the refs when you throw the ball for celebrating. It's fun. You got to love it. Speaking of passing, you got to be able to be in on third down, and that comes with being able to pass pro. That will allow you to be in on third down to get opportunity to get a pass from Pat or whoever it may be. And that comes with practice and knowing the situation and understanding if they have your trust, you're able to get the job done. Yes, the screen pass, it allows you to put pressure on the defense. Third and long, whoever it may be, just understanding the situation. Putting your mind and your body on the line is just give it your all and get to the end zone. When you're down there getting that ball in open space, first you got to see it all the way through so you catch it. Then you got to get vertical and then find a seam and make it happen. Yes, we're going to see a lot of my family members down here this weekend. I'm excited. We're all ready to take on the Super Bowl.
You have family here in town, though, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I got family in town, yep. Yes, the determined mindset, knowing when you get out there on the field, you got to give it your all, every play. Leaving it all out there allows you to see what you done did on the tape. And if you're going full speed, you see it on the tape. And knowing that you live it all out there, if you mess up, it's okay because you're going as fast as you can. Yes, the offensive line, my big boys. I love them up front. They're my heart, so I love them guys, and they know when we work together, good things happen. It starts with them up front. Yes, I'm close to my mom. She's very excited. Take it to them. Give us your all. Have fun.
First beginning of the season, I'll be ready for the challenge. I can say Spaz put me in the right position to shut him down, and also mentality, you know, just go in, just have a mindset and nobody's going to catch a ball on you, you know. If they do catch a ball on you, let's play. And that's the mentality I've been having all season, and it worked in my favor. I love it. It brings, like, it wakes up an animal in me, you know. I just can't tame it once I be aggressive. Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. If it's in God's will, you know, if it's in God's will, whatever happens, happens. Nah, I don't stunt. You know, I have it put up in a box. Yeah, I wear it to my ring ceremony. You know, I wear it to a parade or something they give me. But in and out, like out and about, no, I don't wear it. NBA YoungBoy. Michael Jackson perform? Yeah, I probably would have did that. Yep. I'm good.
Super Bowl is also music, and I can see your beats. I have to ask you, which kind of power song do you hear, or what kind of music do you hear to get you going?
I like Rod Wave, I like NBA YoungBoy, I like Future. Who else? I think that's it.
Yeah. You have to choose one power song.
One power song. I say Preacher. Yeah, respect the game.
Great. Yeah. Thanks
so much, man. Yes, sir. Oh, I like Brock. You know, he's a very good competitor. You know, he's going to fight until the end, and that's what I love about him. Oh, no, you know, they got superstars all over the field. You don't know where they're going to line up at. Sometimes they're in the backfield. Sometimes they're out at wide receiver. Like, they got a crazy offense, you know, but I think we got some for them, too. Yeah. Oh, man, Spaz. I love him to death. You know, I'm glad, happy to be part of his defense. You know, happy to be part of his legacy as well. Means a lot. Tell them what the players look up to. You know, they look up to me, and I respect that, and I like that. Oh, man, we made it here, and I could say I just got here, so it's my first day in town, so I could say I'm just enjoying this moment, you know, just being here. Oh, yeah, man. You know, since training camp, we've been bonding, spending time in the Word, in the Bible. I said that's where we started in training camp, and we've been tight ever since.
Support for this show comes from Sylvan Learning. As a parent, you want your child to have every opportunity. But giving them the tools they need to tackle every challenge, that takes a team. Now more than ever, educational support tailored exactly to what your child needs can make all the difference. That's why parents have trusted Sylvan Learning for 45 years as the ultimate teammate in their child's educational journey, instilling in them a love for learning and a passion for reaching the next level. And Sylvan's Insight Assessment can identify gaps in learning and areas that could be of concern for your child. It's a 360-degree view into your child's learning that you can't find anywhere else, and helps ensure that your child didn't miss something in school that might put them at a disadvantage in the future. And right now, it's the best price of the year at $29. Go to sylvan29.com to learn more and get your child's assessment for only $29. That's sylvan29.com.
Because of these guys, you know, so it's a blessing to be here, and, you know, we're going to finish the mission. Thank you. Yeah. Kind of just handling it one day at a time, you know. We're continuing to be humble. We're continuing to be self-critical, you know. We understand that the job's not finished. You know, everybody's been praising us for the last couple of weeks because who we are and what we've been doing on tape. But we understand that we got a game on Sunday, and we got things we got to get better at. And we got to apply the details, the execution, like, all that stuff is important for this game. So all the past games we did, that stuff's great. But now we're looking forward to this Sunday, and, you know, we got a job to finish. Coach Bagg's been great to us. You know, he's exceptional, phenomenal coach, and, you know, the way he coaches his defense to his players, the way he takes care of his players and his coaching staff is, you know, second to none, you know. And, you know, his game plans and the way he allow us to be ourselves and allow us to execute his game plan, you know, is great. And continuously to see this defense get better and better over the year, because this is my fourth year in the system, and I've seen this defense continually get better and better. And it's just like, it's exciting to see that, because, you know, I knew if, like, sooner or later this defense is going to be one of the top of the topics of this NFL, you know. Faith. You know, he's a huge faith-driven, you know, person, and my family is a faith-driven, you know, family. My parents, especially, and, you know, he's always shooting Bible verses on slides at the beginning of our meetings every day, or, you know, he always have an inspirational message to us outside of football, you know. So, like, I have a lot of respect for him as a man. You know, off the field, he teaches you how to be a man and how to go about certain situations. And, you know, he's one coach that I'll always appreciate and always be grateful for. Thank you. Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's so huge. Underrated. Yeah. Thank you. Uh-oh. What you want me to do with that? Do you want me to read the question? Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands? Wow. Would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands? I'm going to say feet for hands.
Yeah, I think I've just been really fortunate to be a part of some really good teams that that just come in week after week and really want to improve, regardless of a win or loss, try and improve and get better. And I've just been fortunate to be around a lot of guys who are motivated and want to succeed. And I've tried to do my part in that too. And if it was, you know, it's resulted in some winning seasons. And, you know, I just try and not listen to the outside noise too much, just trying to control what we can control and keep our minds focused on the season. And we got a lot of great guys in the team, and if you sat down and listened to them, you'd be like, those are, you know, got to know them, they're great guys. So
Just happy to be part of the team and, yeah, proud of it. Yeah, he's been awesome. You know, he's so consistent, and he knows, you know, what to say in certain situations after certain games, and just how to, you know, handle practices and the workload. And you know, can't say enough good things about him. And he's been awesome. Thank you. Yeah, feel all right. You know, just excited to be here, of course, and. You know, kind of just trying to control what I can control. It's, you know, one of those things where it's taking a day at a time and seeing how everything feels leading up to the game. And, you know, I think we'll know more as the game gets closer. Yeah, it was weird. But I just, you know, I couldn't be happier for Nick Allegretti. He stepped in and did an amazing job. And the offensive line did an amazing job as a unit. So it was really special to see that happen. And just so happy for the guys and, you know, just... you know, just I was trying to just do what I could on from the sideline to help whatever way I can. So yeah. Oh, cool. Not too much. I don't think so. Just, I think, you know, we just want to try and do our best in every play, and, yeah, what city in Belgium are you from? What city in Belgium are you from? Okay. I was in Antwerp 2 years ago with my brother, so it was fun. Yeah, just a holiday, just visiting. It was awesome. It was really, had a, yeah, it was really, really good food and drink. It was really fun. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, you know, you never know what's going to happen back there. We're not watching what the quarterback's doing, so we just try and block through the echo of the whistle, and sometimes the whistle doesn't get blown for a while because, you know, he's running back and forth, and just try and, you know, play as hard as we can, as long as we can, and yeah, so that's... Thank you. Yeah, he's been great. Provided some great leadership, great energy, you know, and... It was great hearing football from a different perspective, you know. It's great meeting him, and he's been awesome. So, you know, I think it's really good, yeah. Yeah, I think credit to those individual guys who have come into the locker room, into the offensive line room, you know, getting the playbook, kind of, you know, learning the language that we use, our techniques and everything, so... it's really a group effort. I think our coaches do a great job of, you know, coaching our offense and how to play. And so it's just, you know, a group effort trying to build that chemistry. And, yeah, credit to a lot of those guys for doing their part.
Man, it's kind of a it's a little uncomfortable to wear at times. You know, obviously just a blessing to be able to have something like that. But, I wouldn't necessarily do it just for that. You know, I'm going to wear it for me, you know, just to commemorate and remember the team and the group of guys I did it with. Absolutely. How we doing? I appreciate you, man. You actually studied this. I appreciate that. Okay.
What goes into that? What goes into you saying, all right, I'm going?
You know, with Spags, it's all about staying disciplined at the end of the day. You know, I think we pride ourselves in being a very disciplined unit and one that doesn't allow the quarterback to escape and one that executes our assignment. And I think whatever success we've had is based on in large part to the defense and to the discipline of our defense and our group, the trust in each other. But, you know, for me, it's all about discipline, you know, knowing where you could take a chance, you know, maybe rush a little bit up higher upfield, for example, or when you got to go really power and really contain the quarterback. You know, that's based on game plan, that's based on the call, and just – having that experience really of when and knowing when to do what, you know, coming as a rookie, you know, you don't really have that. But now second year, third year, you know, you continue to grow in this league and to have those experiences. I think that's what helps.
Let's talk about Spags earlier. You know, mentioned the father figure thing. Right?
Yeah. Just the love, you know, like you could tell that Spags loves each and every one of us like so much, like we're his kids, man. Like, and I don't know if there's a way to like convey that necessarily, but you could just tell that he loves us and cares for each person, whether it's a guy like Chris Jones that's going to be a Hall of Famer or a rookie on the practice squad. He loves each and every person the same. He cares for each person. He wants every person to succeed. And at the end of the day, he runs a program that starts with that faith, that love, and that trust in each other. And then everything kind of takes care of itself from there. But I'd just say that. But it's hard to put into words, but just you could feel it when you're around him and you play for Coach.
Last quick one, your favorite thing about the longer halftime?
The favorite thing? Well, you just get to settle down, you know, just like – you get to process, take a deep breath, process what's happened. You know, you get to, you know, if you need whatever body work done, great. You know, roll out. Then you get longer to do whatever adjustments are necessary. You get a chance to wrestle up a little bit, and I'd say just that. Absolutely. Thank you, man. How we doing? Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember you. Yeah, nice to see you. You know, I was just talking about this, you know, just being able to stay disciplined. You know, I love Spags' game plan and, you know, the rush plan that him and Joe Cullen put together with Terry Braden, you know, the really just staying disciplined, executing our assignment. I think it all starts with that.
George, when you were being drafted in Las Vegas,
when I first got drafted, I was just trying to process everything that had gone on, really. But the city's been great to me. You know, I've had a lot of success and luck here, and I'm, you know, looking forward to having hopefully some more on Sunday.
I'm not in the situation to be up there with the top quarterbacks because it's not my position. But in order to, you know, get my guy to where he needs to be, and I feel like where he wants to be and where he worked to be. You know, obviously it's not an I thing. It's going to take team, and why not? If it's you know one slither in the fabric that has Clyde on his on the Hall of Fame, you know, aura for Pat out of this whole building, I'm fine with it. You know, I helped him get to a certain pinnacle, and you know, I can always say that he made me immortal in the football league. So you know, he helped me win a championship at every level, and hopefully it's another one. What'd you say again? You kind of got quiet in the middle.
Oh, sorry. I just want to ask you about your role this season. You kind of raced in the top of the screen game against the 49ers. How
did you play Patrick? Well, yeah. I mean, my role this year was whenever your number's called, you go out there and make it happen. And, you know, the screen game has been smooth. It's been when we're able to attack the screen game, that's when we're able to. And, you know, I can't necessarily give out game plan, but I don't know when we run in screens. I guess we have to see. As far as in what aspect? Football, life? I'll give you one. I'm giving you one. I would say, you gave me the option, so you're getting one. I would say life, man. You really can't. It's certain situations where you can't be pressurized. You need to know who you are as a person, and you need to know that whatever you do, it's not necessarily only affecting you, but it can affect the outcome that you want for you. So the thing is personally kind of taking a step back from everything and realizing who I am as a person and then focusing on that. And now I'm here.
Does being around like that help you so
I wouldn't necessarily say anger. I'm not a. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'll say that kept me anchored throughout the process, just because who else knows you better than yourself? And it's as simple as that. Like you can have other people kind of comment and you know talk about who you are or talk about whatever, but that's just opinions. The only way that other person's opinion matters, they have to go on their cellular device that they own and type your name in and post it. So if I'm more of a concern, then I'm cool with that. But I kind of learned to stay in my own lane, and I realized, you know, you only come in this world, you know, by yourself. You go out by yourself, and nobody else's opinion matters when it's that day. So I do everything that I can to make life enjoyable for not only me, but for the next person. And the next person, and the next person, and that's why I try to keep a smile on my face, and that's why I feel like that kept me anchored.
And is that how you like to be
remembered? Like, all of a sudden, done wrong? Oh, yeah, most definitely. I probably say you probably could ask 90% on the 90% of the Chiefs in general. I'm that happy go jolly person that's always smiling and trying to get things going in the right direction as far as smiles. So that's what I knew would keep me grounded, and obviously it kept some of my teammates grounded also. So it's been going smooth.
That's it.
Thank you. Doing good. How are you? You know, it's not our first time playing, but it's always a good rev defense to face as far as playing the 49ers. It's like any aspect as far as getting ready. Like last week, man, we knew it was a physical run defense with Baltimore. You really don't like to compare teams, but we're on the back end of it, and everybody's kind of giving it their all. So, you know, everybody's going to be running to the ball. Everybody's going to be trying to punch the ball out. Ball security is a must. Other than that, man, it's be yourself and finish. One game left, bro. It's not too much else to talk about. Not too many other things to say. Been in these situations before. Know how to get them done. And that's pretty much it.
You just got to know what the guy in front of you is doing. Knowing, okay, if he has this B gap, make sure when the swapper comes, I'm swapping back to this gap or downhill in the A gap. You just got to almost anticipate things happening. And when you can do that and, like I say, anticipate it, you play a lot faster. And when you've seen plays, just different runs and things of that nature, you're gone before the ball even snaps because you know what's going on and you know your assignment. Thank you. Man, you know, I sent the DM to Paige Hurd a while ago, man. She ain't DM me back, but it's all good. I'm going to be popping one day. Nah, I'm just playing. Yeah. Yeah. Anything that's upbeat, you know, hip-hop music that gets us going, gets the blood flowing a little bit and gets you ready to hit somebody. Oh, yeah. I've been booed. It's part of it. It can be too slow, maybe. You know, we all been there, though. You know, maybe you're feeling something that no one else is feeling. So you got to try to make sure you feed the room. Oh, thank you. It's physical. You got to be an athlete, for one. You got to be able to cover. You got to be able to come downhill and get off blocks. You know, you got big 300-pounders trying to stop you from getting to the ball, and that's not easy at all, you know. So you got to – it's. Every play is literally a dogfight for linebackers and D linemen. But and if it's not a run play, you got to go out and try to cover guys running 4.3 40s, 4.4 40s. So you have to be an athlete.
For you, was there a moment, you know, in your career at any time where you said, "Hey, I'm a backer, this is what I do"?
Yeah, man. You know, it's part of the game. You got to have a dog mindset going into every game.
Was there any moments specifically?
Yeah, every game. Yeah, thank you.
Hey.
Gary Clark from the Los Angeles Times.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to kind of get your sense of, I'm doing a story about Brock Purdy kind of as a scrambler.
Yeah.
So just from your perspective, what kind of challenge that presents?
Well, one thing you know as a linebacker, when you take the passing lanes away, guys do ask about, well, not ask about, guys like that do use their legs. So we got to try to keep the passing, the scramble lanes closed up and make them beat us through the air.
Does he do anything different than, you know, maybe some of the other guys with mobility that you guys played against?
Nah, you know, he ain't that fast. You know, he can definitely move. He can make it happen. But, you know, we seen better athletes. Uh-huh. Yes,
Yeah. Anything in particular that makes him a unique challenge?
Yeah. He can run that football. He can catch it out the backfield as well. So when you get guys like that, you got to stop them through the air and on the ground. And he's a big challenge.
So for you now, playing it back to back.
Yeah.
It's rare for some guys to get here even once.
Yeah.
If you have an appreciation.
Oh yeah, I'm very blessed and thankful, you know, because in reality, you know, you hate to think of it this way, but I might not never make it this far again, you know, and to be able to say I did it three times is definitely a great feeling. So I'm gonna cherish it because, like I say, you never know when it'll come around again.
But does this start to feel a little bit, old hat isn't maybe the right term, but you've been through this now?
Yeah. Yes, sir. That's what you don't have an expectation. You just try to go make things happen. You know, don't expect anything. Just go make it happen. So win, loss, or draw, you know you gave your all, you know, and you didn't expect anything. Thank you. Yes, sir. Good. How you doing? Mm-hmm. Just make sure defense keeps the foot on the pedal. Try to limit them to being one-dimensional any way possible. Slowing down 23, Christian. Like I say, he's the weapon over there. So if you can slow him down, and that definitely limits the offense. So just try to keep going. Just do our job. Just do your job and take the running lanes away. You just want to repeat, you know. That's the best feeling ever. You know, I can only imagine to get two in a row. It's definitely a big deal. Just stick to your daily routine. You know, whether it's reading your Bible, like I do, calling your family back home, or just keeping the main thing, which is football. You know, don't think too much on it. Enjoy yourself, but relax. You know, so that's the main thing for me. Who is this? What's his name? Tanner. Happy birthday, baby. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you, guys.
Probably just keep working every day and be consistent with what you do. I had a lot of great coaches over my career, and you know, I feel like consistency in your play is what makes you successful in this league for a long time. Thank you.
How are you?
Good. How are you? Yeah, no problem.
So, you guys are wearing your home reds, and what was it like to see you guys wearing the reds and see that Super Bowl patch?
It means a lot, man. When I first seen the jersey with the Super Bowl patch on it, man, my emotions were everywhere. I think it's a phenomenal moment and a phenomenal opportunity, so I just can't wait for it.
What's the team's training camp, day one? How has this team been
your favorite thing about it? It's just been, you know, the resiliency of the team and how close the players are on this team, man. We just fight for one another every week and just try to be consistent in our play. So it's been such a fun ride.
And then last one, who are you excited most to play against the
49ers? I'm going against Nick Bosa most of the night, so I'm looking forward to that. He's a very phenomenal player.
And then last one for you, what does Andy
Reid mean to you? The world, man. He's a phenomenal coach, one of the best in the business, and he just, you're the best, man. I just can't say enough great things about him. He's a phenomenal leader, phenomenal coach. Thank you. Oh, man. How we doing?
Good to see you, man.
Yes, sir.
Podcast being located in Houston.
Gotcha.
Our motto is, don't get ready, stay ready.
Gotcha.
That's something that you exemplify, bro.
Absolutely, for sure. I love that motto.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's, I think it's important because preparation is key.
For sure.
That's why y'all here, because y'all prepared. And I just want to bless you with something. This
is, I appreciate that, man. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you, man. Yes, sir. God bless. Yes, sir. I appreciate you, man. Yeah. A lot. A lot.